Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who tuned into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, we thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so prayerful that you are always inspired, that you are always caring to hear more, to avail yourself to all of what I'm saying, and that you keep coming forward for more, because I keep coming with the prayer to give you more inspiration, more insight and motivation to the truth of the divinity of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to come to this place in space where we are realizing that no matter what is going on with the systems of things, that the absolute reality is that the eternal order is all there is. And coming to a point where we have the vision, the inner vision, to see the truth, because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. And knowing the truth and seeing the truth gives us the responsibility to walk in the truth of the light of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So this is our true identity. Not that we can be classified as human eaters and raw foodists and carnivores and herbivores and vegetarians and lacto-ovule and all of these titles and all of these things, which really never speak to the issues of the truth of our identity, but to have an understanding that by virtue of our being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of the absolute, we are not designed for anything other than that which Mother Earth actually grows. And even though there has been some manipulation in terms of what's growing and what we can have as substance and vegetation, we were never designed to feed off of the violation of violated beings. We were never designed for a bunch of paste and goo to block and obstruct our faculties for being in communication with this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is. And we are now having the opportunity, by virtue of all of the prognosis and all of the diagnosis and all of the sickness, the illness and disease, and the inner urge for people to reclaim their lives and to reclaim your footing upon the path of eternal life, I am pleased to be the one that I am to remind you that there is nothing that you cannot do when you are aligned in the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of who and whose you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, but it's beyond God. It's absolute and supreme intelligence that is personified as the absolute reality of each and every one of us. The trick here has been to put us in a place where we don't care to be that godly. We don't care to be that divine. We don't care to be that cleared, that cleansed, that purified, that renewed, that rebirthed. But that is the end game here, is for humanity to rise, for all of those ones who are gifted to the earth to realize that we are gifted to the earth to be a gift upon the planet. Nobody has been sentenced to life on the planet for the purpose of undermining life upon the planet. It is only by virtue of the intelligence of existence that we all exist, but we represent lineages of people, lineages whose names we can not even begin to call. For those names that we can call, yes, but we have an inheritance that is charged upon our DNA. And by duty, obligation, and responsibility as those who are purposed to ensure the perpetuation and the continuation and the exaltation and the representation of our lineages in the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God, we have the opportunity to invoke the greatness of ourselves, to acknowledge it, to come into full possession of our gifts, our talents, our skills, and our abilities, our true inheritance, to be in a place where our day-to-day reality is about our cultivation of the wealth of ourselves, not our chasing money, but our realizing that money is a tool, it's paper. The trees have more value than the paper, but we're having the opportunity to remember the divinity of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of God. That it is absolute perfection. That is an inherent part of existence, that everything is reflective of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of existence itself. And are coming to a point where we realize the only way that we have not naturally unfolded in the light of that is because there has been an agenda to make sure that we didn't do that. And I'm saying that in this now moment, that agenda has no real power and authority in our lives except we give it. Except we continue to undermine ourselves, that we are not acknowledging the responsibility to be fully committed to living, to be fully committed to that which ensures our progression in life by virtue of there being laws that govern our lives, and that nobody can break the law. We are all held by law. And that's our blessing, is to come into the realization of how loved we are by existence itself, that it has gifted us so much of itself, and it immersed us in nothing but itself. And we should be having a joyous, delightful experience in being on the planet and being within the cosmic, being wrapped in its ever embracing arms, and coming to a point and place where we know joy in the morning, and we know joy in the evening, and we know joy throughout the day, because we celebrate the reality that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and nobody can oppress it. Once we have realized the divinity and the truth of ourselves, and we begin to liberate ourselves from all of the sludge and all of the garbage that we have been inundated with as a result of years of being fed like kids with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificial colors and flavors and pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and all of this stuff which is causing all of the tumors and the fibroids and all of these things that we can literally release and get rid of without being poisoned anymore. We're in such a dynamic place and space that I am so pleased to be the one that I am, to encourage you to lift your voice, to open your heart, to reclaim your identity, to really harmonize your path with a gloriously rising destiny, to walk as liberated ones upon this planet while you are here. And to gain the truth of yourself as conscious immortals, so that when you leave, you've left, you did not die here. There are so many ones, so many messengers, so many preachers, so many ideologies, so much of all of that. And I'm saying that the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself. And when you are really oriented with the wholehearted desire for absolute truth, then you're not going to be at war with anybody. When you are wholeheartedly immersed in the absolute truth that there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating all of our hearts, that is breathing us, that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And its will is for our exaltation of the truth of ourselves as it personifies. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to do what we've not seen done in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. It's so much more than just being vegan and vegetarian. It's so much more than being a human feeder or a useless eater. It's so much more than your degrees that you have gotten from whatever institution that is licensed, certified, and degreed you to participate with a system of oppression. And to know that that system, these systems, will not continue because we, the people, are rising. There are so many ones all over the planet who are reaching for the light, who are reaching for greater life, who are taking the time to be still and to real eyes, the real eye that sees in every eye. It's not just about animal rights. It's about the right of all orders of being to have the right to their lives. And those who have been on a world-conquering rampage have to be cut off. We cannot war against Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures and then survive it. We cannot be a detriment to ourselves and then survive it. We cannot have the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and sugar and all of that polluting our bloodstream and literally whittling away at the integrity of our connective tissue and all of this and not suffer some degree of discomfort and pain and illness and issues spiritually, mentally, emotionally. But the light of you, the truth of you, has to triumph in order for you to really allow all of it to serve towards your inspiration and your motivation to do what you've not seen the need to do. And that's to cleanse, to recognize that your body is so perfectly and divinely designed that it is literally cleansing daily. And we're having to learn how to participate with that, with the order of our being, to accept that there's order, to accept that cleanliness is the order, and it is the way for our reclaiming the truth of our identity as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. It is all right to be all right. It's all right to claim your divinity. It's all right to see yourself whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. It's okay for you to remember that you were told to love this absolute and supreme intelligence with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, so that you are truly an honor and a glory to the lineages through whom you've come, and to recognize that all orders of being are neighbors to us, and that we should love life and love the living and exalt a full effort in living, which is what all other intelligences do, and everything is intelligent. And so I invoke and call forth the intelligence of existence that is the truth of all of us to have its way in our living, in our lives, this day and for every day forward, to come to a point and place where we are literally being shaken from our very core to accept the divinity and the truth of all being as the evidence of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. It's a trick here to have us in a place where we do not have value for ourselves, that we value things more than we value ourselves. We take better care of our cars than we do our children. That's a trick. As a result of the bloodstream having been defiled and polluted, which is the foundation of our oppression. And so our liberation is about ourselves being released of all of this toxicity. And the earth, bless her, because she is the blessing for us. And we should be blessings upon her. And each of us have gifts, talents, skills, abilities, care. And now it's time for us to activate our courage, our passion, and our aspiration for the highest degrees of integrity that has to happen at the cellular level, so that we are fully participatory in the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet. And you've heard so many times that the kingdom of God is within, but we are immersed in nothing but it. We have to bypass the delusion and the illusion of thinking that you are in America. We are on a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship traveling through the cosmic. We are in an ocean of nothing but cosmic consciousness, and we each have been imbued with absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts, breathing us, is the animating spirit and intelligence that is the reality of how and who we each are. And the truth of our identity, coming into real clarity of perspective, puts us in a place where we cannot be in violation of ourselves or in violation of other ones. And the consciousness of the earth and the creatures of the earth and the populace of the earth is going to open up because of the planetary alignment and the reality that we are in the order of the eternal, and the end game is God's will, God's way, and the fulfillment of the progression of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. And so I urge you to take some time, to make some time, to realize the timelessness that we're immersed in, to come to a point in pleasure, to pray, to affirm, to infuse your cells with your gratitude and your thanksgiving and your prayer and your praise and your forgiveness and your releasing and your repentance and whatnot, for not consciously doing it sooner, but to make sure that this is what you do daily in realizing the blessedness of being, so that we are no longer shackled by all of the trauma and drama and reliving a past that is past. The present is the absolute truth of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It says, be you renewed through the renewing of your mind. I'm saying, be renewing your mind through cleansing your blood, making your life sacred, honoring, exalting a full effort in your living, caring, forgiving, releasing, letting go. And yes, we are not going to walk with everybody. You understand? We are in a day of separation. We are in a day where people are making choices, and the choices that they're making may not be where they can walk with you when you are choosing your anointedness, when you are choosing your divinity, when you are choosing to walk as a conscious immortal, where you are choosing to be the glory of God manifesting and womb manifesting here. Everybody ain't there, but you have the responsibility to come into leadership so that you can make a difference wherever you are, where you are able to accept your healing, to know that you have the right to be whole. You are worthy and deserving in this now moment, regardless of what you've done or not done. You have to accept that. And once you do, life is going to support you as it has always done. And we can have more joy and more peace and more love and more of the abundance of delight and being in a place and space where when we show up, everything is all right. You understand? Coming to a point and place where we are the vehicles and vessels of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality of the true and living God, Goddess that is our absolute reality. We are in that now moment where we are being called to rise, and it takes some time for you to get into the fullness of the fluidity of it. So don't drag your feet about it now, because you have so much support. Cosmic support, planetary support, Mother Earth is supporting us. We have angelic support. There have been so many ones who think erroneously that they have been commissioned by some order of existence to create such disorder, that they are the prophets. The profiteers, so they would think, of the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the wacky weed, and all of the things that are polluting the bloodstream. And those who work for these companies, as you are aspiring towards the greatness of yourself, as you realize how we are to literally position ourselves for the victory and the triumph, to align ourselves with that, because the victory and the triumph is already won. It's not something that's coming. It's the actuality of what is, because nothing can outthink life itself or the intelligence or the source of all being directly. So our clearing, cleansing, consecrating, purifying these bodies as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess that is our absolute truth, so that we are literally dwelling in the kingdom and queendom of light from these temples. we've heard so many things about the second coming, the Assyrian resurrection, the golden age, whatever. We're at the precipice of it. And those of us who are caring to walk in the truth of ourselves, it is about divinity personified. We have been sown in seeds of discord and degradation and violation and adulteration that has created so much sickness, illness, and disease. They're building so many hospitals, continually building more prisons, detention centers. We do not have to fill them up. It is time for the divine feminine to be exalted so that we realize that it has always been our duty, obligation, and responsibility to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to facilitate and ensure the progression of our people, the progression of all. Every divine feminine in every order of being is perpetuator of the lineage of their species. It is a natural thing to mate and to perpetuate life. All life does it. And the marginalization, the anesthetization, the stupefaction, the intoxication of those who are men, the progenitor of lineages and women, is the bane of existence. That we rejoice in our right to be wrong, our free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, lust, passion, and desire that we care to cultivate. There's money in it, but there's no glory in it. There's money in it, but there's no wealth and richness in it. There's money in it, but there's no real stability or sustainability with it. We're in a now moment where we are having to realize the natural divinity of what it is to be and to accept it beyond the lies that the foundation or the nature of humanity and man and mankind is sinfulness. It is not. Our nature is divinity. Our nature is peace. Our nature is love. Our nature is godly. Anything other than that is not the truth of ourselves. So we're having the opportunity to choose. Many have been called, and I would say all of us have been called. If you're still on the planet now, and if you're within ear reach of my voice, if you can hear me wherever, if you see this live or you see this recorded or whatever, you have been called. And then many of us have been chosen. And now I'm reminding us that we still must choose. And the choice is what we're doing daily in reaching for life, in liberating ourselves from years of sludge. From pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pretzels, bagels, and all of this glue that's holding all of those chemicals and allowing for the proliferation of all of these organisms and worms and bacteria. And I'm saying, free your mind by cleaning your blood. Because your mind is the battlefield where Satan, the Luciferians, and the devils are playing to put you in a place where you have no faith and you have no confidence and you are war-torn within yourself. You reach for death, but you say you love your life. You reach for death, but you say you believe in Christ. You're reaching for death, but you are not honoring that which is the source of your being. That's the divisiveness. That's knowing that the divisive spirit is with you, in you. But it does not have to stay. Because the spirit that you are, as the evidence of divinity, still personified. You understand? You got an eye that see, that sees. You got a heart that's beating. You have a presence that's there. And you are in a body that's been perfectly and divinely designed. And whatever you've gone through, then give thanks that you've come through it. Whatever you've experienced, give thanks that you realize that everything can work towards your greater good because you are always immersed in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that is the totality of all there is. No matter where you stand upon this planet, you are always immersed in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Now is our time to claim it. Now is our time to remember it. Now is our time to commit unto it. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, soul to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that I am a voice on behalf of life wherever I am here to honor and glorify the lineages through whom I've come. I take my time and realize how divinely blessed I am with each and every breath, every beat of my heart. I'm giving thanks for the lineages through whom I've come and for all that I have access to. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to ensure the progression of the lineages by attuning to and listening to my angels, my guides, my guardians, my ancients, so that I am sure-footed upon the path of everlasting life. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to that which is life and the source of all being. And I stand in wholeness, healed, victorious, triumphant, and as a living, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of the Absolute. I am the living testament, and I am here to give a living testimonial of the victory and the triumph of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, knocking, asking, seeking, fasting, declaring, affirming the truth of who and all that I am. As an immortal point of the presence that is all there is as existence itself. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Because I am definitely intensely intentional in supporting you in the greatest way that you don't find support from all other ones in terms of your remembering that you are such a divine part of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And so I'm encouraging you to show up and show out. It's our time to do just that and to have non-commercial radio that allows voices like mine and my voice, particularly at this now moment, to really have audience with you. But then you can access the archives at any given point in time later. And so we just want you to really take it in, breathe it in, bathe in the absolute reality of who we each are as these points of the presence of the absolute, to really be in a place where you're dwelling there. You understand? Dwelling in the presence and as a presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that there isn't anything that you cannot accomplish because you at this point of the presence of that which is all there is. And all there is the evidence of the divinity of being. And nobody can really put us in a place where once you realize how blessed you are, can't nobody take that from you. They could take the house, they could take the car, they could take your children, they take a lot of things, but they will never do anything greater with any of it. You understand? They just take for take's sake. You understand? But your life is your gift, and we are here to celebrate it, to acknowledge it, to exalt it, to cultivate it, to really understand the wealth of ourselves. We are to understand the oneness of being. And this is a hard lesson for so many ones who want to feel themselves superior, want to feel themselves entitled, want to feel themselves that they are have the right to desecrate and defile and beat up and have a license to kill. And I'm saying their day is over. You're done, son. You're done. You understand? It's like, no, we can declare it. You understand? But the declaration of it means that you're not participating in it. And you are creating an exit strategy if you have been participating with it. See, the life is always forgiving. It's forgiving you with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. Now, the issue, though, is that if you continue to do that which undermines yourself, if you continue to be a part of that which is undermining the right of other ones to have their lives, if you continue to sell yourself to the highest bidder in doing that which need not be done, then you will not have the fullness of who and what you actually are, or the wealth of yourself and the prosperity that comes when you have realigned and returned to the Father's house. You understand, the prodigal children returning home and our coming to a point and place where we care. We have the care, we have the courage, we have the faith, we have the integrity, the intentionality, the intensity of intention to give our Creator a wholehearted attention in being restored and rebirthed and renewed and regenerated and rejuvenated, and to realize that it may take a little time, but you have the time. You understand? It's what you do with the time that you have that matters. But to realize that the faculties that we've been given to be able to image, to see it, to hold the image of it, yourself doing whatever you want. There is, there's just so many ones who are just so freaking amazing, so phenomenal. You understand? And this is just our opportunity to celebrate the greatness of what it is to be. You understand? Those who were born with no arms flying planes with their feet. You understand, brother who has just got his half body and he's one of the fastest runners on his hands. You understand, I'm just saying is that there is nothing that can thwart the human spirit when it realizes that it's beyond human. That to be human is to be divine. And to be in a place and space where you are so appreciative of all that you are, that no matter what your circumstances and situations, you are here to be a living testament and to give a living testimonial of the glory of the truth of yourself and to honor the ones through whom we've come. And nobody can stop us from rising when we're committed to it. When we know that try as you may and try as you might, you cannot keep us from rising because our time is now and it is here. And you can participate with it or not, but you ain't gonna stop it. You have the opportunity to participate with it, but you will never stop it. And to honor the lineages through whom we've come, and to be in a place where we embrace the gift that we've been given to do that which the other ones did not know to do. And to represent our lineages, everybody in our family may not come when we coming, but they have the opportunity to hear the voice and hear the call just like you. They have the opportunity, no matter what the situation and circumstance is, you are not the one to say when they ain't and they can't. They will. Every head will bow and every knee will bend. It's just about what it takes. Some people have to have that tragic car accident where they're pulled from the car. Some people have to have that diagnosis. Some people have to get beat up. Some people, you understand, they have to experience the pain. They have to come to a point and place where they are having to choose consciously. Choose life. But everybody has it. Everybody's been given it, but you've been taught to take it for granted. To not honor it. To dissipate your life currency doing all kinds of stupid stuff. And then think that there's some I don't know, you want to be respected for being out of order. And I'm saying, don't nobody respect you when you're out of order, because you're out of order. You're not respecting yourself. And you attract other things and other ones to you who will disrespect you because you are disrespecting yourself. When you have violation charged upon your blood, you are able to bring violation into your experience, whether it's with the police, whether it's cars, whether it's guns, whether it's, you understand, challenges. But you're creating all the time. So I'm just saying, we're in such a dynamic period right now because we can choose life. And we can choose to clear, cleanse, purify, consecrate, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, be whole, to be healed without drugs, without pharmacology, without surgeries, without butchery. Because you are a child of immortality. Every atom and every cell of your being can regenerate, be rejuvenated, be revitalized, and be revivified. But you have to remember who and whose you are. You have to remember that you're perfectly and divinely designed. You have to accept that there's order in your being. And to come to a point where we are not feeding for the appetite, we are consciously reaching for that which is going to be oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitative of cellular repair, regeneration, and optimum cellular functioning. You understand, to be immersed in a system that poisons everybody and then have you in a place where you feel like you're entitled to do it? I mean, that's just a trick, but that's the evidence of the behavior modifiers. But you can get rid of all of that. You understand? You don't have to hold on to it, because once your mind is made up, once your spirit is remembering the divinity and the sanctity and the reality that you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are but naked. It's not a freaking thing these people can give us that is greater than us. There's nothing you can work for. There's no temptation. You understand? Nothing that is greater than who and what you already are. But the decision to be great is yours to make. Now, that which is on the horizon, that which comes with the kingdoms of light and God and wisdom and whatnot, then no, that will be curriculum. You understand? That would be curriculum. Nobody's poisoned. Everybody's nourished and nurtured. Everybody is aware of what is required for optimum cellular functioning. Every child is nourished and nurtured and respected for having to get what is required to love them to life so that they are life bearers and life givers. I'm just saying, we are in a place and space where our now time to raise up in harmony with the will of existence. This is what we're asking for. This is what we're striving for. This is the aspiration. This is what is. And nobody has any authority over God. You understand? Nobody has authority over God. There's just the law. And don't think that you're being punished by God. God don't punish you. You're reaping the consequences of your choices and your thoughts, or your failure to choose and your thoughts that were not progressive. But now you have the opportunity to change your mind. You got the opportunity to cleanse your blood. You have the opportunity to release and let go of any and all things that are no longer a part of you. Why would we think that we can mature and then continue to undermine ourselves? There's no maturity except that there's commitment in doing that which truly is progressive in honoring oneself, in doing what's in one's own best interest. And that is in the cultivation of our life force. That's in the nourishing of ourselves and ourselves to really be in a place and space where we are exalting a full effort to walk in the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of who and whose we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of God. And whatever your aspirations, you have no real career objectives where you really don't know how to feed. You understand, this has been the issue. We have so many ones who've been licensed, certified, and degreed, educated, miseducated, religiously indoctrinated. You understand, giving authority to give the gospels and to give their orientation, but did not serve us in terms of creating within us that direct line of light with our Creator. They intercede so that we are blocked and obstructed from hearing, blocked and obstructed from being able to respond. You don't necessarily have to go to a book every time you want to know something. You understand? The knowing comes from the caring to ask and to knock and to seek. But the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity, the more our bodies are restored to be 80% highly charged mineralized water. And water is the medium of intelligence that holds frequency, vibration, and is programmable. So we're reprogramming. We're releasing those belief systems. We're releasing the lies and the delusion to think that there is nothing after this but death, that you are here to live, to work, to slave, to pay taxes and die. It's crazy. That's crazy. And that whatever the diagnosis, that's a condition, and it may not even be the truth. You understand? They say, oh, well, you've got a mental illness. No, you have a nutritional deficiency. Oh, no, you've got cancer, da-da-da. No, you have chronic constipation and congestion, and your body has been tucking away poisons that you can be cleared and cleansed from. You understand? So I'm just saying that in the truth, there is a right perspective in terms of honoring the order of being and knowing that this reality that we refer to as God will never work against you. The issue is we have been socialized to work against ourselves and ourselves. But you do not have to stand in that. In this now moment, you have the opportunity to be freed from all of it. And so we know that we see so much contradiction, so much hypocrisy, but we don't have to participate with it. There's an expectation for people to be out of integrity. We don't expect to hold anybody to it. But integrity has to happen at the cellular level because we are perfectly and divinely designed. And to be out of alignment with our perfect and divine design in terms of what constitutes our cells, what our cells are carrying. And this is why I have been consistently speaking to the methodology of our oppression to be, you know, the contamination and the pollution of the bloodstream when the spirit is charged upon the blood. So the cleaner the blood, the greater the clarity, which is why our liberation has to happen internally. It's not going to be legislated by the government. You cannot expect it from a people who have built upon the sorrow and the murder and the capitalization and the enslavement and the marginalization of everybody. You understand? To claim a land that was not theirs and is not theirs. You understand? So you may be in possession of it, but you are not the ones who the land was gifted to take something and claim it as yours does not make it yours. We're in a place in space where we realize that there's a divine reckoning. That's not just karma. But we have to apply ourselves for it. It's like those ones who will apply for their indigenous rights and whatnot, make application as Moors or make application as nationals or make application. I'm saying, no, we're making application to the intelligence of existence as conscious immortals to know that while we are present upon the planet, and we won't be present upon the planet forever, but we are entitled while we are here in our light to walk the face of this earth with the fullness of everything that is rightfully ours to have in order to ensure the progression of our lineages. You understand? We should not be denied anything. You understand? Because the intelligence of existence has provided us everything. The issue is that we have to honor the gift and we have to walk a certain kind of way. You can't be lawless and then bulldoze yourself all over the planet in murder and theft and you know, treachery and butchery and all of that and think that you entitled to anything. You're not entitled to anything other than death. And so that's what we have to realize is that the law is exacting. These people ain't going to get away with anything. But our melanin-dominatedness is not salvation. You understand? No, salvation is for everybody. But the blood has to be clean. You have to be reconciled and harmonized with the truth of yourself, with the light of yourself, with the divinity of yourself, with the order of your being. You have to reach for that because that's not what we got through our educational systems or miseducational systems. And so in this now moment, you know, the exaltation of the divine feminine, the restoration of the divinity of womanhood is a necessity. You understand? Because women who do not know how to honor themselves and who do not honor themselves and have taken hook, line, and sinker the lies of what it is to treat yourself to death and treat your children to death and treat your men to death. I'm just saying, it's like, no, death is coming from that. You understand? And I've seen so many sisters, And there are so much grief. There's so much grief and so much lamentation for the loss of the children. You understand? So much grief and lamentation for the loss and the death of our children that we can no longer think that we have nothing to do with it. You are laying foundation for the right alignment or that which is a tragic date with fate by your consciously or unconsciously feeding them that which is going to ensure the sickness, illness, and disease. But it's a system that is in process. And we are here to not just disrupt the system, but we are here to establish the order of the whole by wholeness, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, cellularly. And so it matters that you care. It matters that you realize that you can accomplish whatever you will to transcend, transform, and transmute everything to serve your greater good. You understand? You are not bound by anything other than your own thoughts of limitation and your faithlessness and your doubt and your distrust and your sense of lack when you are already enriched with the gift of life. Now, everybody has life. Everybody is breathing in a body. But now we're having to come to a point where we are harmonized in our respect and our reverence, our appreciation and our gratitude for the gift of being, the gift of life, the divinity of it all, and the oneness of it all. Because love is the victory and the triumph. Love is the harmony of the truth that we each are these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so it's how we are reconciling ourselves, how we're forgiving, how we understand that the mom, the dad, the ones that put us in foster care, the ones that molested us, beat us, raped us, whatever, were all under the spell of this adulteration. None of it was a natural thing. Everybody was fed garbage. You understand, the blood was always poisoned. And I can tell you for sure that most of those ones who were the violators were violated. You understand? And the violation of other beings charged upon their blood facilitated that. But that's the system that we got. And so we're having to rebuke it, revoke it, clear and cleanse and consecrate our bodies from having been tainted by it and raised completely up. Because this time is our time. This now moment of eternity is just going to consistently and continuously evolve and just blossom where more and more are rising all over the planet. See, I am not here by accident. You understand? You are not here by accident. This is not happenstance. No, we are here on divine mission, whether you have been educated to know that or not. You understand? Nobody's here to do anything other than serve life and exalt life and be the insurance of the progression of humanity and humankind. Those who are kind of human, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to the laws that govern. You understand that there is no excuse. You know, there's no excuse that you can give for not participating in the divinity of being because you exist as a part of the divinity of being. And being in a place where you don't care to be that divine, you don't care to be that harmonized within it, then that's the evidence of the behavior modification, because there's nothing natural about denying the truth of yourself. The cats do it. The kittens do it. The dogs do it. The puppies do it. Everybody does it. You understand? The whales, the seals, every order of being exalts a full effort in its living. It exalts its intelligence. It loves to be and do what it does. You see the porpoises, the dolphin, they enjoy what they do. You understand? I'm just saying that we, in the light of understanding how much captivity there is with all these beings, nobody rejoices in being captive. You understand, but there are some who do better than others under whatever situation or circumstance because they cannot get separated from the truth of their identity as intelligence personified in whatever shape or form it comes. All right. And that's the cosmic conformity, the multiplicity of diversity, that everything exalts the divinity of being directly. And so I'm not going to give you no pass. You know, you can't get a pass for not participating in the divinity of your being. All right. There's no excuse that you can make. You do not have the right to be wrong. You do not have the free will to be out of alignment. You've been given the intelligence of existence as your source, as everything. And I'm just saying, unless you just love being ill, you love being sick, you love being racked in pain, you love your prescription medicine, you love going to the doctor and having your blood pressure rise up because you're just there. I mean, you can love that, but that ain't you. There's nothing natural about that. That's the programming. And we're deprogramming. We are reprogramming to realize the divinity, the truth, and the love of who and all that we truly are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So show up. You understand? Get to this place and space where you are taking the time to get real with yourself. Get real with yourself to commit to being your real self. Your divine self, your whole body, heart, mind, healed self. You understand? Because see, God don't get sick. My mother used to pray with me, God is my health. I cannot be sick. He is my strength and I am strong. Whatever you put behind I am, you keep saying how disappointed you are. You keep claiming all these other things. I'm telling you, your power is in your tongue, in your word, in your thought. And in your decision to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of being directly. And so, don't be feeling no way other than absolutely tremendously blessed for having a greater opportunity to walk in the intelligence of the truth of yourself. Feel real good about being the one you are because you are so uniquely you. You understand? And this is what makes life such a wonderful experience, is that we have opportunity to meet each other and to really rejoice and to see how blessed we are. You understand? And everybody has gifts. And this is where the beauty of it is. We hear it in the music, we hear it in the songs, we hear it in the voices, we see it in the art. You understand? But there is nothing that is as beautiful as seeing people who've been liberated, who've been whole, who've been healed, and who can be the living testament and give a living testimonial of the glory, of the triumph, of walking in the light of the truth, of the all that they truly are. To know that the kingdom is within and that it is all there is without. And so our harmonization with the will of existence, the truths of existence, the love of being is our key for our liberation, and to know that you cannot not love yourself and be all right. To love yourself, because you got yourself. You'll be with yourself. The children will get away. The husband will get away. The wife will get away. I'm just saying, you are going to be stuck with you. And you might as well enjoy the process of unfolding and self-realizing in the truth of the all that you are as this point of the presence of God. But exalt life and rejoice in the blessedness of being. I love you with the perfect love. I want you to continue to remind yourself, when you look into your own eyes and you look at that body butt naked, you're perfectly and divinely designed. And if you don't like what you see, you can do something about it. Your number for life support is 678-760-9299. Enjoy. I love you. Peace.